Chapter 13, Critical Thinking as Cultural Bridge. Consider, for a moment, American movies. Have you noticed how a typical depiction of Japanese characters shows them bespectacled, speaking little, smiling for no reason, bowing instead of shaking hands, and doing almost everything as a group? Stereotypes such as these are problematic because they distort the reality of different cultures by oversimplifying them and making the characteristics seem ubiquitous. To avoid having our thinking swayed by such cultural stereotypes, we need to develop critical thinking, CT, toward cultural bias. Having such a critical thinking attitude is important because we need consciousness about both personal and social prejudice and discrimination in order to eliminate them. It is necessary to seek accurate knowledge about cultures and subcultures and to build skills for productive interaction with people who have different backgrounds from those that are familiar to us. Scholars have stressed the importance of being aware of such intercultural characteristics as proper ways to show respect and empathy, appropriate behavior in maintaining different human relationships, and attitudes toward knowledge and directness. There are three reasons why CT education has become essential in the contemporary age. First, recently both academics and the mass media have recognized the importance of political correctness, defined by the American Heritage Dictionary as supporting broad social, political, and educational change, especially to redress historical injustices in matters such as race, class, gender, and sexual orientation. The 2001 U.S. movie Pearl Harbor, for instance, was modified for release in Japan, as it contains scenes and language that refer to the Japanese people in a manner that was considered inappropriate for local audiences. In addition, intercultural education is being emphasized in today's global society. There is a practical need to cope with classrooms filled with students of different races. In the state of California, not only have white students become a minority, but the number of children of mixed race is increasing. Even in the Tokyo area, the percentage of babies born to parents of different nationalities had already reached 7% in 1997. This means that one of every 14 babies born was of mixed race. When I was a child, there were no children of mixed race at my high school here in Japan. Statistics show, however, that soon there will be at least one mixed race student for every class of 25 students in Tokyo alone. As this figure indicates, racial distinctions will become increasingly meaningless and discrimination illegitimate. Hence, it is necessary for us to embrace the concept of global identity. Finally, an inability to think critically is dangerous in that it can result in our being ethnocentric, unable to accept or understand other cultures, norms, and values, and even feeling superior to them. Some have suggested that it is this ethnocentrism that leads to confrontation between civilizations. Many people believe that dialogue can and will change the world for the better. In the past, the purpose of intercultural communication was to resolve cultural conflicts. Nowadays, its purpose has shifted to achieving cross-cultural management. That is to say, if conflict is inevitable when two different cultures meet, we should be prepared to do everything we can to ensure that it does not escalate into a catastrophe. By training students to develop a critical thinking attitude, not only are problems averted, but new appreciation can be nurtured for the unique contributions each culture can make to global society.